welcome to this week's sexiest podcast.
Yes, the sickest of them all, I think.
The sickest and sexiest of them all. The Low Carb Universe Show, episode 10.
Is it number 10 now?
Shouldn't it be? I think so.
Yes, I'm sure it is. I haven't been counting because, yeah, time flies.
When you're having fun.
When you're having fun, and at the same time, it's less than a month than we had keto ladies, and it feels like it was like a year ago.
I know. I had the same feeling yesterday. I'm like, wow,
so crazy. But really now, tell us, what's wrong with your voice, Hannah? Have you been out partying, going like so? Uns.
I wish I would have been out partying and this was my whiskey voice. But today is the first day in like 3 or 4 days that I actually have a voice at all. So I have to go for it today and we're doing it. All right.
Yeah. And I have been sleeping all night and half the day because I've got tonsils. Do you call them tonsils?
Yes.
Or in the hair sinusitis thingy, I got something going on and I haven't been sick for like I don't know when.
I know, this is the whole thing with keto though.
Yes, because if this had been before keto, I hadn't been up all day from bed or something, and I have a small fever, but nothing. Yeah, and I think I will be better tomorrow. I'll be like just perfect again.
You're always perfect.
I know, but even more perfect then.
Good. I'm happy for you.
Yes. But we could say that you and I getting sick, it's like a small reminder of how you should listen to your body.
Yes, and this is what we're going to talk about today.
So we've been working very hard since like a year before the first event.
Yeah,
we've been working and we've been creative. We've been doing crazy things. We've been networking.
We've been hustling. Really,
yeah, a lot, and we love it. It's very fun.
Yeah,
but it takes its toll.
Definitely, it does take its energy and your body starts saying, you know what, you need to calm down, you need to chill out, because I'm not having this anymore, and clearly I should not be talking.
Yeah. But, and it's very hard to pull the brake when you are working, when you're working with your passion and everything you do is just so funny.
It really is.
And we really love what we do.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why, you know, I can't take a break with a good conscience because I think it's so much fun. Like, I think I'm going to be missing out on stuff. And that's why my body has to tell me in this terribly sexy way that, Hannah, it's enough.
Yes. But before Easter weekend, we said, like, okay, let's just relax.
Yeah.
And if we don't come up with anything to post on Twitter or Instagram or our Facebook page, it doesn't matter.
It's fine.
We're still here. Yes. And we will make sure you won't forget us. It's impossible to forget us.
How could you forget us after this episode, for example?
And maybe that is why, because we were so relaxed. Viruses just said, okay, come on, let's go to and attack those
ladies. Let's go party.
Those ladies. Yeah, we're only human.
It's true. Still only human.
Yeah, still. And we have to tell everyone that we've been doing it the wrong way on several years ago.
Yes.
With us. Stressing and running into that famous wall with the forehead, like in 100 kilometers an hour.
Definitely. And that's why we now take little things like losing your voice or sinusitis or things like that very, very seriously. Because we both know how it is to lie in bed for prolonged periods of time. not being able to do anything because we didn't listen soon enough.
No. And, you know, that's the, I don't know what you call it in English, the, but in Sweden we call it Duktiga Annika, good girl syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good girl.
And you really have to relearn.
Yes.
And it's hard because it's like 16, 17 years for me now. And I still suffer from the consequences.
Yeah.
And it's a tough job. But I used to say that I am now, I'm not the same person that I was before.
No.
But I am version two.
Yeah.
A better version, actually.
A better bitter.
Yes. Yeah, but because I realize that I'm human and I still suffer if I do something wrong, you know, if I miss something, but I don't punish myself the same way.
No, I can totally relate. For me, it's about 9-10 years ago, I hit the wall, and it was tragic and painful. Yeah. It was really painful, both emotionally, physically, everything. But at least I could speak then. So that's
yes.
All. No, I can really relate to the whole becoming a better version of yourself, because you do realize that you have limitations.
Yeah.
And you realize that you can't do everything yourself, and you can't, you know, do everything at once.
Yeah.
You need help, and you need to prioritize. That's what you need to do. And that's why I think, actually, we are such a great team, because we know this, that the other one has gone through it too.
Yeah.
And so we know that when one says, okay, stop. Yeah. I need 5 minutes here or whatever. I need more time on this, whatever. We're like, okay, fine. That's cool. You take the time you need. Tell me if I can help, you know?
And I think one other thing, because you, after you hit the wall, did you ever go back to be an employee?
No.
No. Same here, because
I couldn't.
Employed after going through something.
I don't think so. If you have the option, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I had no job to go back to. My job disappeared.
Yeah, neither did I.
So in magic, strange. So I started my own. I educated myself to be a journalist, and I loved it. But I wasn't there yet because I was so stressed, and I took it so personally when the editors refused my fantastic ideas for articles and things like
that. But that's the thing. You take everything so personal, and you take everything so seriously.
Yeah.
Right after you get out of something like that. And, you know, for example, I tried to apply for jobs and stuff when I started getting better. But of course, my heart wasn't in it, so no one was interested. But every single rejection I got, oh my God, I thought end. I thought it was me. It was all about me, and I was a bad person, and I was lazy, and I was terrible, and all these things.
Yeah,
but, you know, now with a good amount of years of hindsight, it wasn't about that at all. It was my heart wasn't in those applications. I didn't want the jobs.
No, exactly.
I didn't want them, but I felt I had to apply because I needed a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now we found the best thing ever. Yes. Working with a passion. It's really rewarding. And, you know, we have pressure on ourselves, but not that kind of pressure you have, because we just want... We want the end product to be perfect for our guests and our speakers. But if we do something imperfect, coming there, going there, it doesn't matter. And I need to mention our Christmas song, Last Christmas. And it's so, that was so awful.
It was terrible.
Terrible. But we did it. And doing things like that, it's really, really good for you.
Yeah. It's really liberating, actually.
It is. It is.
It's liberating to have fun. And
with next.
I know. If you guys have any ideas of what crazy stuff we should do, Bit and I on camera or on voice.
Or whatever.
Apart from this podcast, clearly. Let us know.
I actually can twerk, handstanding leaning against a wall. That I did once, but
I'm not sure that should be on camera ever.
Yes. Oh yeah, yeah, whatever. Okay, but challenge us. That's good.
Yes, yes, challenge us, because we want to show everyone that it is okay to make a bit of an ass out of yourself.
Yeah, and be silly and
And laugh at yourself, because yes, I think that's actually a sign of health.
Yeah, and that we repeat for every in advertising and in marketing and everything we talk about, yeah, with the information about our events, that you have to don't take yourself so seriously.
No.
And do things, make a fool out of yourself, and do it with a smile.
The conclusion of this whole chitty chatty bit is basically, yep, the importance of relaxation and, exactly, taking time out, taking time off,
yeah,
and taking time for yourself, because you are not superhuman.
No.
And your body will clearly complain.
Yeah,
it's been too much for a while.
Yeah,
But how do you relax though? Like, what is the best ways to relax?
I actually I can take half a day in my sofa sometimes.
That's nice.
I don't answer the phone. I don't. I look at Emmerdale Farm. That's like a 40-year-old TV show from.
Yes.
I grew up with it, and now I'm like 52 and I can still see it, and I recognize the characters and everything.
Hey, that's good.
Like my neighbors or something. No, but I think you have to, we talk about Luther in Sweden, that we have a little Luther standing on our shoulders telling us that you have to achieve, you have to make something, to be worth something. And by letting that little bastard go,
yes,
shove him
off.
Take him out, and just relax. And the art of doing nothing.
Yes, it's a beautiful art.
It's a beautiful art, and I'm not an expert.
Yes, but not very many can do it.
No, but since we are working for ourselves, have our own company, we can allow ourselves to do that.
Yeah.
And since we have people, we are connecting with people all over the world in different time zones.
Yeah.
So sometimes maybe I don't do anything during day.
Yeah.
But at night, exactly, I might feel, now I feel inspired. And now I put together a video, or I do something or whatever. And I answer emails and questions from people in another continent and time zone. So it just like equals out.
Yeah. But I also think it's just like food and nutrition. I think relaxation is very individual.
Yeah.
Like what you need to do for yourself to relax.
Mm.
Some people are very happy to, just take 5 minutes, go somewhere else, just look at something else and then go back. For others, that's not enough.
No, for me it isn't, because I haven't quite as easy to just say, I need to take a day off, because I am very driven by my creativity, and I have periods of very high energy levels, and I have a hard time just saying, but half a day or something like this, just lying in the sofa, looking out of the window.
I know we just had a long weekend behind us.
Yeah.
And I hope you were able to relax. I did relax, and that's why this happened to me, I think. Why this caught on to me.
Yeah.
But make sure that you take some time out when you need it. And don't try to please everyone else. You're the most important person in your life.
Please yourself.
Yes. Make sure that you are doing well so that you can help others to do well as well.
Well spoken, Hannah.
Thank you.
I think that will end today's show.
Great.
Yeah. I'll see you next week. Words of wisdom. Yeah. Hasta la vista.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.